Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Peites. Today's shir is sponsored by the Kaufman family. Yesterday's shir also was sponsored by the Kaufman family. Le'ilui Nishmas Yitzchak ben Gad, whose yard site was yesterday. Today we begin the ninth parak of Maseches Erevin, and the topics we're going to discuss is the Mishnah is going to talk about carrying between two different Rishuyos HaYachid that are owned by different people. So if you have two areas that are both a Rishuyos HaYachid but they're owned by different people, can you carry from one to the other? And then the Gemara is going to quote a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether the Chacham who hold that it's usher to carry from one roof to the next roof will also limit how much a person is allowed to carry within a single roof. Meaning one would think that if it's within a single roof and it's owned by one person, how could there possibly be an issur to carry? But if you're not allowed to carry from one roof to the next roof, maybe you're not even allowed to carry so much within a single roof. And then we're going to discuss the concept of good asik, that when you have a mechitza, that it continues to go straight up, ad l'rakia, so do we apply that even when it's mechitzos she'en nikaros, even when it's mechitzos that you can't clearly see? For instance, if you're on a rooftop and there are a bunch of attached houses, so the mechitos between the houses are not visible, would we still say good asik? Would we still say it's as if you're surrounded by the mechitos of the bayis, even when you're on the rooftop? And then the Gemara at the very end of the daf is going to show how sometimes making a daka arba'a, a small 4 tefach wide doorway on a roof, can sometimes increase a person's rights to the roof, and sometimes it can decrease a person's rights to the roof. So that's the basic outline of the daf. Let's begin the ninth parak of Erevin. Says the Mishnah, Kol gago se'ir, rishus achas, ublvad shelo yehe gago vah yud, onomach yud, divrei meir. The Mishnah has three shitos in terms of transferring things between different rishuyos hayachid that are not joined in an Erev with each other. Shita number one is Rabbi Meir. A Meir holds you can carry things from one person's roof to the next person's roof, even though there's no Erev of combining the different properties, as long as neither roof is elevated 10 tefachim above the other roof. Before we move on to the other shitos, Rashi writes that even though tachas hagagos, even though underneath the roofs, there may be batim chalukim, there may be different houses, let's say attached houses, that are owned by two different people, nevertheless, the gagos are not considered to be chiluk rishuyos, the gagos are still considered to be one big rishus. Why? Because it's ein tashmisham tadir. They're not constantly used, says Rashi, unlike homes which are constantly used. So kalim that start Shabbos on the gag are mutter to be brought to a different gag. Rabbeinu Yehonasan just adds, a mayor holds that rishus is only mischalik. A rishus is not considered distinguishable from another rishus based on ownership. It's all based on shimush, on how we use it. If it's shimusham tadir ledira, so then we're going to say that you have one person who lives here, one person who lives there, so you're not going to be allowed to carry from one place to the other. But gagos chatzeros are not going to be asur because there is no tashmish edira when you have different gagos that are adjacent to each other. So since it's not tashmish edira, even though legabe bailus, they're clearly owned by different people, that's irrelevant. Bailus does not play a role when it comes to this issue of two adjacent rishuyos hayachid. Chaznish brings a raya to this, that the issue is not totally in monetary bailus, and that it all depends on your shvisa and your tashmish of the area, because the Gemara and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph had said that our ba'ad dvarim patru b'machna, that there are four kulas that we have in the machna when you have soldiers going out to war and they have to encamp somewhere. There are four kulas. One of the kulas is Erev Chatzeros, that even though, now where are they? They don't own the area that they're at. They don't, wherever they're staying, wherever they pitch their tents, they don't own that area when they're going out to war. They pitch their tents, hopefully in a place that's hefker, so or that belongs to one party. So the isser is not tali on chiluk bailus. It's obviously tali on shimush, on tashmish edira, and that's why it's a kula that they don't need erev chatzeros. Otherwise, l'chara they should have needed erev chatzeros because there's different tashmish edira. That's the chaznish's raya. There's also just a language issue over here. The Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Meir, as long as neither your Gag is either 10 tefachim elevated from its neighboring Gag, or 10 tefachim namuch from its neighboring Gag. So it tells the Yantav, just points out, what do you mean, and Gaon Yaakov also, what do you mean either or? If one of them is elevated 10 tefachim, by definition, the other one is namuch 10 tefachim. You're talking about two roofs, so if one is elevated, the other one is lower down. Where do you start? Meaning, what's the standard? And then the other one is higher, the other one, what's the baseline? So, the Gaon Yaakov writes that what the Mishnah means to say is that even if it's surrounded by lots of roofs, and one of them sticks up above all the other roofs, so the baseline is what most of them are, that's the standard height, or if one of them is lower than all of the other roofs. That's just to explain the language of the Mishnah. Tos Yantav has a different explanation, but I didn't understand it. But Tos Yantav also discusses this issue. Okay, next Shita in the Mishnah. So that was all Reb Meir. So Reb Meir said you're allowed to move things from one roof to the other roof as long as they're basically even height. The Chum hold that an Erev would be necessary between roofs. Each one is its own separate Rishus. You're not allowed to carry from one roof to another, just like you're not allowed to move things from one Chatzer to a neighboring Chatzer, even though it's all a Rishus Hayachid. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad gagos vechad chatzeros vechad karpifos rishus achas hein lekelim sheshavsu l'tochan v'lo lekelim sheshavsu b'soch habayis. So Rabbi Shimon says, gagos, chatzeros, karpifos, all these different types of rishuyos hayachid are all considered one rishus, in that you're allowed to bring things from a gag to a chatzer to a karpif. That's all fine, even if they don't belong to the same person. Here's what you're not allowed to do. If you have a kli that started Shabbos in your house and you had brought it out to your chatzer, you're then not allowed to bring it from your chatzer to the neighboring chatzer or to a gag or to a karpif. But when we're dealing with things that were outside already in the gagos chatzer, all outdoor enclosures are considered to be the same. They're considered to be the same as each other, and you could bring from one to the other. The Bir Halacha raises the following suffix. He says, what if kelim were shavsu bebayis, and then they were brought out to chatzer sheinu revis? They were brought out into a chatzer that didn't have an eruv. So it was brought out by Isser. It started Shabbos in the house, now it was brought out to the Isser in the chatzer. Do we say that the Chachamim asserted what the Chum asserted was the Hotza'ah from the house in the first place, but once they're already brought out to the Chatzer, even though they started Shabbos in the Bayis, you're allowed to be Metaltel within that Chatzer? Now, clearly, obviously, from our Mishnah, to bring from that Chatzer to another Chatzer is going to be a problem. But what about within that Chatzer? Once the Kli started Shabbos in the house, and there's no Erev in that Chatzer, so you're not allowed to bring the Kli from the Bayis to the Chatzer, but now it's in the Chatzer. So do we say, well, there's no issur to move things? A chatzer is a rishus hayachid. So, and you're not bringing it from one chatzer to another. You're just carrying it around the chatzer. So should we say that that's mutter? Or no? Maybe since the chatzer is a chatzer sheinu reves, maybe the rabbanon, mid rabbanon, we treat that like a rishus harabim. The halacha that you're not allowed to bring from your house out into the chatzer when there's no area of chatzeros, maybe it's not just a din that you can't bring from one type of rishus hayachid to another type of rishus hayachid. It's a din that we view that chatzer ki'ilu it's a rishus harabim. And if you can view that chatzer kilu to rishus haram, then legabe kelim shoshavsu b'soch habayis. So even if the kli was brought out by iser, even the kli is already out there in the chatzer, it's still going to be aser to carry it out. So he suggests the Bir Halacha in Siman Shinayin Beis suggests this tali in machlokas rishonim. Rashi in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed and Beis says that if you take kelim from the to the chatzer beheter, let's say it didn't go out by iser, you had a kli that was in your house. The kli happens to be a jacket, so you put it on and you walked out of the house to the chatzer. So that's not carrying. That's mutter to do. You're allowed to take it from the bayis to the chatzer in that way. So Rashi says, so then you're allowed to take off the jacket and carry it throughout the entire chatzer. Then it becomes mutter to carry throughout the entire chatzer. Tosos, however, on Sadi Aleph and Beis over here in Erevin, says that the heter to be metaltel Tosos also agrees with Rashi. The heter to be metaltel in the chatzer means bekol chatzeros. That chatzer, it's mutter metaltel even kelim shavsu bayis. But bottom line is, you see, even a chatzer she'enemu reves, you're allowed to carry throughout a chatzer she'enemu reves, according to Rashi and Tosos. The Rashba, however, in Avodah Sakod, says that it's also to be metaltal b'kolos a chatzer that you were motzi to, only b'toch adal ramos are you allowed to carry. So the Bir Halacha points out this is a fundamental fundamental machlokas rishonim. Once the kli is already out in the chatzer, can you move it dalet amos in the chatzer? Rashba says no. So the Evan HaOzer just points out that according to the Rashba, that it's asur mitaltel the klei habayis in a chatzer she'enu mureves, that's asur to move it around more than dalet amos, meaning you treat it like rishos harabim. What if you have a kli that started Shabbos in Reuven's house, and on Shabbos it made its way over to Shimon's house? So you're allowed to carry it throughout the house. Now this is, it's indoors, so you would think, of course you're allowed to carry it throughout the house, it's in a house. No, but if you say that the idea that you're not allowed to carry kelim that started in one bayis to another Rishus HaYachid, and if you do, it then remains limited in that second Rishus HaYachid, well, who says that that's only when you take it from a bayis to a chatzer? Maybe when you take it from a bayis to a bayis as well, it's also going to be asur. Zim metaltel betoch beiso shel Shimon. That's how Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes. Rabbi Akiva Eiger thinks l'chumra according to the Rashba. This Rabbi Akiva Eiger is on his commentary to Shulchan Aruch and Mishin Nun Hei, and he says based on that, if they had to bring a baby, let's say al yidei a goy for a bris milah, they had a goy bring the baby to shul because there's no eruv in town. So he says if the goy just brings the baby to the Pesach Pesach Knesses, and between the Pesach Pesach Knesses till the Kisei Shel Elio is more than dalet amos, you're not allowed to carry the baby the rest of the way. The kvatzer's got to stand still, can't go anywhere with the baby from the Pesach Pesach Knesses. Why? Because it was brought. It's the baby started in Reuven's house. Baby can't carry himself. Started in Reuven's house. Now it's in Shimon's house. It's in the Beis HaKnesses, so even though it's totally indoors, according to this Rashba, it's limited. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger understands. However, the Beis Meir says no. There's a big difference. He can't compare a bayis shel yachid to a chatzar shelo irev. What was the whole svara to say that you can't carry dalet amos in the chatzar when the kli started in the bayis and then you moved it out to the chatzar? The whole svara was that we view the chatzar ki'ilu to rishus harabim. That the midrabanan, we give the chatzar a status of being rishus harabim. Yeah, you could say that by something that in some way resembles a rishus. It's at least an open airspace. It's at least wide open. But in a bayis which is mamash rishus yachid Gemura, so you can't say such a thing. So you can't be mechalik between toch arba amos, chutz arba amos. He said it has to be that it's heter gomor in that situation. Okay, says the Gemara now. Yasav abayi baravim Rabbi Chinin baravim v'yasav abayi gabayi v'yasiv v'kamri. So abayi baravim Rabbi Chinin baravim were sitting and abayi was by them and they were saying the following discussion. Bishlam rabbanon. I understand very well the sheet of the rabbanon that again the rabbanon hold that you would need an eruv to combine two different roofs because they're each considered their own separate Rishus from each other. So Savri, the Rabbanan's sheet is very logical. Kishem shedirun chalukah lemata, kach dirun chalukah lemala. If you're dealing with one big flat roof of several attached houses, but just like down below in the houses there are different families that live in each house, so we view the roofs of each house as if they are they're different diurin. I understand that very well. El Rabbi Meir Michael Savri. But what about Rabbi Meir's shita? Again, Rabbi Meir held that you're allowed to carry things from one person's roof to the next person's roof as long as they're not off by 10 tefachim, as long as none of them are 10 tefachim higher or lower than any of the others. So what is that? Do we view the roofs as if they're owned by separate people or not? If Rav Meir holds like the Chachamim that we view them as if they're lived in by different people, so why does Rav Meir say that it's Rishus Achasein, that you're allowed to carry from one roof to the other? The ikasavrein chalukin, and if he holds then no, the roof, since the roof is all one big rishus, it's only dirun chalukin lemata, but lemala on the roof, it's all one big rishus. The kol lemala miyud rishus achasi. Anything above 10 tefachim off the ground is considered one big rishus. Well, then afilu gagava asaravanam chasaranami. Well, then why does it make a difference if one roof is elevated above the others, or if one roof is lower than the others? That shouldn't matter if it's all considered one. If I have in my house, I have one room that's elevated 10 tefachim off of the other rooms, I'm allowed to carry from one to the other. So if it's considered to be one big rishus, who cares that one of them may be elevated or one may be lower than the others? Samlu abayi lo shmielechu hadam Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi Omer Hayra Meir. Did you not hear that Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi explained that a Meir holds kol makom shatamotzei shtei rishuyos vehein rishus achas? Any time you find two separate areas that are within a single rishus. Kigon, Amud Bereshus Hayachid, Gavoa Asara Verachav Dalid, also the Kasefalov, Gzerim, Mishum Tal Bereshus Arabim. Let's say you have in your chatzer a stand that's 10 tefachim high and 4x4 tefachim wide. So it's in a Rishus Hayachid, so the whole area is a Rishus Hayachid. Technically, you can put things down on it and take things off of it. It's Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Hayachid. It's not even really a different Rishus Hayachid, because the Rishus Hayachid is all out of the Rakia. Everything inside the Rishus Hayachid is considered to be the same Rishus. But Rav Meir says you're not allowed to rest packages on that Amud, on that post. Why not? Because it's going to resemble doing so in a Rishus Harabim. And if you were to do that in a Rishus Harabim, that would be because if you have a post that's 10 tefachim high, 4x4 tefachim wide, that has its own status as a Rishus HaYachid. So if that post is sitting in the middle of a Rishus HaRabim, and you take something from the Rishus HaRabim, put it down on the post, that would be an Issa D'Oraisa. So a mayor extended that Isser and said, you're not even allowed to do it when the post is in a Rishus HaYachid. So HaChanami, Gzeru Mishum Tel Rishus HaRabim. That's the exact reason that Rav Meir asserted when one roof was elevated above the others, that looks a little bit too much like a tel b'rishus harabim. That's the svara for Rabbi Meir. So now says the let's see a couple lines further before we discuss. Savr mina afilu machteshes v'afilu gigis. It's not anything that has these dimensions of 10 tefachim high and 4x4 tefachim wide. If it happens to be a kli that has these dimensions of 10 tefachim high, 4x4 tefachim wide, that's in Rishus HaYachid, you're allowed to put something down on such a kli. It has to be something that's more stationary, that you're koveya makom for, that's going to be there for the long run. That's where it looks like it's that's where Rav Meir would make this gezeira. So frek the gemara bavare kosel shabein beis chatzeros de kavua vam rav yudik shtimtzi lomer the divra meir gagan rishos yatzman chatzeros rishos yatzman karpifos rishos yatzman my love the shayli til tulei derech kosel. So he says, but wait a second, what about a kosel that separates two chatzeros? That's kavua, that's going to be stationary, that's going to stay in place. And yet Rabbi Yehuda explains within Shitas Rabbi Meir that when Rabbi Meir holds that all gagin are their own rishus, all chatzeros are their own rishus, all karpifos are their own rishus. Again, Rabbi Meir was the one that said that you're allowed to carry from one gag to the next, from one chatzer to the next, no problem. You're just not allowed to carry from a gag to a chatzer, from a chatzer to a different types of rishus yachid. If it's the same type, the same category of Rishus HaYachid, but it's just owned by different people, Rav Meir's got no problem carrying from one to the next. So Rav Meir allows carrying from one chatzah to the other. How do you carry from one chatzah to the other when there's a wall between them? Isn't it by use of the wall, by putting something on top of the wall? How can you put something on top of the wall? The wall is 10 tefachim high, it's 4x4 tefachim wide. So I thought we just said that according to Rav Meir, he's always going to make a gzeira, that even in Rishus HaYachid, you're not allowed to put something on a post that's kavua, that's 10 tefachim high and 4x4 tefachim wide. Well, you just described every wall that's between two chatzeros. So Tosfos says there's a very simple answer over here. Every wall between two chatzeros? Who says every wall between two chatzeros is 4 tefachim wide? The 4 tefachim is a significant size for a wall. What if it's just like a regular brick wall? The bricks in the times of Chazal were a little bigger, but still, it wouldn't be 4 tefachim wide. So Tosfos writes, The Gemara could have answered over here, yeah, we're talking about a case where the wall was not 4 tefachim wide, but that's not what the Gemara answers. Instead, the Gemara answers, some of the Achronim try to show how the Gemara could not have answered that the Mishnah has to be talking about a wall that's 4 tefachim wide. But Pasha says the Gemara could have answered that, but instead the Gemara answers, Amrav Hunabar Yuda, Amrav Sheshes, Lo, Lahachnas Lotzi, Derech Pesachim. Who says that a mayor allows you to move things from one chatzah to the other going over the wall? Maybe Rav Meir only allows you to carry things from one chatzer to another through the wall, if there's a doorway or a window through the wall. But if you're at a height, at an elevation above 10 tefachim, then einachinami, you're not allowed to do that, because it looks like that fits in the gzeira of an amud b'rishus harabim, where you wouldn't be allowed to do that. So Rav Meir's shita at the end of the day is that you're not allowed to carry from a chatzer to a karfe to a gag, but you're allowed to carry between between gagos, between chatzeros, between karpifos. However, Reb Meir holds that just like in a Rishus HaRabim, it's usher to put something on a post that's 10 tefachim high and 4x4 tefachim wide, midrabanan, we're going to make the same isser in a Rishus HaYachid. That in Rishus HaYachid, you're not allowed to put something on a post or on anything that's kavua, that's 10 tefachim high and 4x4 tefachim wide. Now Rashi says that we're talking about an amud gavoa asara that's in the chatzer. So why does he have to emphasize in the chatzer? We know we're talking about inside a Rishus HaYachid. That's the whole chiddush of Reb Meir, that we're going to be gozer even inside Rishus HaYachid. So the Ritva says, no, what Rashi's trying to tell us is, and not in the bayis. Meaning, if let's say I'm in my house on Shabbos, can I put something down on my dining room table? Isn't that an amud gavoa asara, v'rach of dalid al dalid? So that's ridiculous to say that someone's not going to be allowed to do that. So Rashi's trying to emphasize, this gezerah is only in the chatzar, not in the bayis. I midar raisa, chatzar and a bayis are the same thing. It's a Rishus HaYachid. A Rishus HaYachid is a Rishus HaYachid. What difference does it make? No, but what we see is that we are mechalik, midrabanan, between different types of Rishus HaYachid. We'll call a bayis a Rishus HaYachid gomur. It's a house, it's indoors, it has a roof. That's a Rishus HaYachid gomur. A chatzar is a type of Rishus HaYachid that might resemble a little bit a Rishus HaRabim. The Rishonim argue, if Reb Meir says it's also to be mekasef on an amud b'Rishus HaYachid, machmas tel b'Rishus HaRabim, is only in a chatzar shlo iru, or even in a chatzar where they have an eruv. Let's say it's a chatzar that's owned by one person, you don't even need an eruv. Would the isser apply there as well? That's also machlokes Rishonim. Rashi seems to assume that Reb Meir would aser even in a chatzar where they have an eruv, even in a chatzar that belongs to one person. But a significant group of Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva, Rabbi Yonasan, all assume that Reb Meir does not aser in a chatzar that's owned by one person or a chatzar that has an eruv. It's only in a chatzar ashutfim where they don't have an eruv. But a Rishus HaYachid that's owned by one person, well, then that's like a bias. Meaning, so it turns out as follows. Everyone agrees, all Rishonim agree, that Reb Meir would say you're allowed to put something on your dining room table, that you're allowed to put something on a 10 tefach high thing, 4x4 tefachim wide, even if it's kavua, or even on your kitchen counter, it's kavua. Your kitchen is something that's absolutely kavua, you're allowed to put something down on it in a Rishus HaYachid. All Rishonim agree to that. All Rishonim agree that in a chatzer that does not have an eruv, it is usur to put something down on an amud gavoa asara v'rach of dalid. Machlokas Rishonim, in an outdoor chatzer that has an eruv or that's owned by a single person. So would the iser of Reb Meir still apply? What's the nekudas hamachlokas? Rabbeinu Yonasan explains that the reason for the Rishonim that say that in Rishus HaYachid that belongs to one person or a chatzer that has an eruv, that Reb Meir would hold its mutter, is that it's only in a chatzer she'enu mureves that we have to be choshesh that someone is then going to confuse that with a tel b'Rishus HaRabim, because someone's going to say, wait a second, what's the confusion? Why would someone confuse a chatzer with a Rishus HaRabim? Because someone's going to see, you're not allowed to carry into this area. You're not allowed to carry from the house into this area. So this area is being treated like a Rishus HaRabim. If you're not allowed to carry from the house into this area, why are you allowed to put something from this area onto a post? It must be that you're allowed to do the same in a Rishus HaRabim. But if you're dealing with Chatzim Ureves, so you are allowed to carry from a house into this area. You're treating it like a Rishus HaYachid. So no one will confuse that with a Rishus HaRabim. So how do we paskin the halacha? So Tosos points out over here, in the first Tosos in the Perek, Gzeru Mishum Tel B'Rishus HaRabim. So do we paskin like this Gzera? Says Tosos, Afligav the Kaimelin, Kramer B'Gzerosav, general rule in Shas. We always paskin like Kramer's Gzeros, Afilu B'Makom Rabim, even when he's going up against the majority opinion, Kedamrin Perek Afal Pi, like it says in the fifth Perek of Ksubas, Kabi Masha Adam Asishto, Shtayim Mishal Shonim Blo Ksuba. Rameir makes a Gzera, that you're not allowed to stay with your wife if you don't have your ksuba. When people lose their ksuba, they have to take care of it right away to try to get another ksuba written up. So even though generally speaking, we always follow the gzeros of Reb Meir, Hacha Omeri de Ein Halacha Krabi Meir de Paskin LeKaman Halacha Krabi Shimon Dar Mekulin Rishus Achasein. So over here we don't paskin like Reb Meir. Over here we're going to paskin like Rabbi Shimon, and therefore since this whole gezera is only within Shitas Rabbi Meir, we're not going to paskin like that. That is how Tosos holds. That is how the Rush holds. However, the Rashba and Shar Gimel Avod Sakodesh is cholik, and he says over here also we're going to paskin like Reb Meir b'gezerosav, and he says the whole sugya is going b'shitas Reb Meir. The whole Shakla Vitaria about the Machteshes and the Gigas, it's all within Rabbi Meir, because it must be that we paskin like Rabbi Meir. But we don't pass on like Rabbi Meir, we pass on like Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah. Right in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon is the one that says, Echad Gagos, Echad Seiros, Echad Karfifos, Rosh Hashachas, you let it carry from one to the other. So we pass on like Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon obviously is based on the fact that they're all Rosh Hashachas, that's why we're not Gozer, Mishum Tel, Rosh Hasharabim. So how can you say that you're going to pass on like this Gezerah of Rabbi Meir and still pass on like Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah? So there is a sheet of the Me'iri, where the Meiri says that we pass on Rabbi Meir only legabe the issue of an amud bereshus hayachid. That's what we pass on, but we don't pass on like what Meir says in the Mishnah that kol gagos si'ira reshus achas. That part we're not going to pass on, that only the gagos are reshus achas, but not the chatzeros, not from gag to chatzer, not from chatzer to karpet. That part we pass on like Rabbi Shimon, that even from gag to chatzer, chatzer to karpet, that it's all reshus achas. We don't pass on like what Meir says in the Mishnah. We pass on like the gzeira that Rabbi Meir makes that we introduce in the Gemara. That's what it means that we pass on like Rabbi Meir, and therefore we can maintain Allah Rabbi Meir b'gzeirosav, even though we're not going to pass on like Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah, even though that's also gzeira of Rabbi Meir to consider the gagos separate from the chatzeros and separate from the karpifos. But that gzeira of Rabbi Meir we're not going to pass on like, but we will pass on like this other gzeira of Rabbi Meir. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter now. So according to the Chavim, it's also to carry from one roof to the next. So the Gemara is going to discuss now, what about within a single roof? Can you carry as much as you want within your single? So do we view it as if, well, your roof is nifratz b'milua l'makam aser? It's wide open to an aser space because the roof next to it is aser. You're not allowed to carry to the roof next to it, and therefore it's going to be aser even to carry more than dalet amos within your roof. Or do we say no, within your own roof it's got to be mutter? So the issue is going to be, we'll see in the Gemara, that only when there are no mechitzos hanikaros. If you have a roof and it's clearly surrounded by mechitzos, so then there's no issue. Of course you're allowed to carry within the roof. Now, clearly surrounded by mechitzos doesn't only mean that there are mechitzos above roof level. It could be, let's say, the houses aren't really attached. They're separated a little from each other. So you see that it ends. There's a gap. So you see the roof of the house. So then you'd say good asik on all sides, and that would be considered that it's surrounded by mechitzos hanikaros. But if it's attached houses, and therefore it's one big flat roof for all the different houses, are you allowed to carry at least within the airspace of your own roof? So says the Gemara, Itmar, Rav Amar Ein Metalflin Boel Dalet Ramos. Rav says, no, you're not allowed to carry more than Dalet Ramos within your own roof. Shmuel Amar, Mutal Metalflin Bekulo. Shmuel says you can be Metalflin in your entire roof, it's all fine. So, B'mechitzos HaNikaros Tukuliyam Lo Pligi. If we're dealing with Mechitzos HaNikaros, meaning that they're clearly separated by Mechitzos, such as there's a gap between the houses, so then everyone's going to agree, of course you're allowed to carry throughout your own roof. Keep ligi mechitzos shein nikaros. The whole machlokas is when you have mechitzos shein nikaros, when it's attached houses and therefore it's one big flat roof for all of them. Rav amrin metalsim ba'el b'dalet amos lo amar good asik mechitzta. Rav will say, well, we can't apply good asik mechitzta if there are no mechitzos hanikaros, and therefore there are no. We don't view the mechitzos as if it continues up and separates the roofs from each other. Ushmol amr mutal tatal b'kulo damar good asik mechitzta. And Shmuel would say that you are allowed to carry throughout your entire roof because we apply good asik and we assume that the roofs are therefore separated by a mechitza. So Gemara is going to try to prove Shmuel to be correct from two different places, and Rav is going to defend himself successfully from both of them. So Tanan, first raya that Shmuel is correct, that we will apply good asik mechitza even when there is no mechitzos hanikaros. The Chachamim in our Mishnah had said, kol echad ve'echad reshus liatzmo, that each roof is its own separate reshus. So Bishlam the Shmuel Nicha, according to Shmuel, you take that at face value. It's its own separate reshus, and therefore you're allowed to carry completely within your roof. El Rav Kasha. But according to Rav, what do you mean it's its own separate reshus? How can you call it its own separate reshus if you're not going to say good asik mechitzta? So obviously you have to say good asik, you can call it its own separate reshus. So Amri Be Rav, Mishmei De Rav, Shalei Yitatal Beiz Amos Begagzeh, U Beiz Amos Begagzeh. The Mishnah just means that you can't carry from one roof. When it says it's its own separate reshus, it means Le'isser, that you're not allowed to carry from my roof to my neighbor's roof. It doesn't mean it's its own independent reshus in that I'm allowed to carry as much as I want within my roof. No, it means that even if I carry less than Dalet Amos, but I go over that border from my roof to my neighbor's roof, that's usser. That's all the Mishnah is trying to say. But carrying within my roof more than Dalar Amos, that's going to be Aser as well. The Mishnah's not telling me that that's Mutter. That's also going to be Aser. So that's how Rav will understand the Mishnah. Second challenge on Rav from the source, V'am Rav Lazar, Ki Avinu B'Bavel, Rav Lazar says, when we were in Bavel, Hava Amrinan, they would say the following, Hava Amrinan Be Rav, Mishmei De Rav Amru, Ein Metaltal Bo Ela B'Dalar Amos. That you would only, you're only allowed to be Metaltal within Dalar Amos. V'ani De And Shmuel would say you're allowed to carry, everyone who studied by Shmuel, everyone who was who learned in Shmuel's yeshiva, would say that you're allowed to carry throughout the entire roof. That's just a repeat of the machlokas. So my ein lahen ela gagon, lav d'shar l'tutula b'kulei. Wait a second, what does ein lahen ela gagon mean? Doesn't it mean that you're allowed to carry throughout the entire roof, like Shmuel? So says Gemara, mi alima mi masnisan dekim l'shalo yitatel shtei amos b'gagzeh v'shtei amos b'gagzeh? Hachanami, beiz amos b'gagzeh, beiz amos b'gagzeh. What, you have a brisa that says the words ein lahen ela gagon? Is that any stronger than the first raya we brought? The first raya we brought from the Mishnah said that the gag is a rishus liatzmo, it's its own separate rishus. And Rav brushed off that raya. He said, yeah, it's its own separate rishus. In that, you're not allowed to carry from there to the next roof, but you're still not allowed to carry more than dalet amos within that roof. So he says, that's what Ein Lahen Ela Gagon means. Ein Lahen Ela Gagon does not mean you're allowed to carry as much as you want in the roof. Ein Lahen Ela Gagon means you can't carry beyond the border of your roof, even if you're carrying less than Dalet Amos. So that is the Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, and the Gemara does not come to a clear conclusion which Shita is correct. So Tosa says that even though both Rav and Shmuel Paskin later on like Rabbi Shimon and not like the Chachamim. So what are they arguing about over here? I mean, this whole machlok is within the sheet of the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold you're not allowed to carry from one gag to the next gag. So the Rav and Shmuel argue, okay, what about within your gag? Both Rav and Shmuel are going to Paskin on Daf Tzadi Aleph, like Rabbi Shimon, that you're allowed to carry from one gag to the next, and from even to Karfifos and Chatzeros, you're allowed to carry from one Rosh Hashanah to the next. So what's the whole discussion over here? If you're allowed to carry from one to the next, you're obviously allowed to carry as much as you want within your own gag. So why are they even arguing? So Tosus points out that nevertheless, they still have this machlokas because Lahagdul Torah Lahadir. They're having a machlokas, Shaloka Halacha, that this whole machlokas is academic. It's not neither of them would say that this machlok is any nafkamin alalacha. That's one daya in Tosos. But then Tosos has a second daya that maybe there is a nafkamin alalacha in this machlokas. That maybe the nafkamina would be legabe kelim sheshavsu bebayis. Maybe the nafkamina would be for kelim that started off Shabbos in the house. What does that mean? So they mean that this machlokas would apply, even according to Rabbi Shimon, about kelim that started out in the house. Are you allowed to take those kelim from the house to your roof, or you're not allowed to take them from your house to your roof? Rav holds that we don't say good asik, and therefore it's usher to take them from your bayis to your gag. So it turns out that even kelim shafsu begag, the gag is not considered to be nifrat lemakom asur, because all the gagos are one rishus, but nevertheless, legabe clay bayis, it would be considered nifrat lemakom asur from a kli, for a kli to be brought from the bayis to the roof, because it's usher to bring a clay bayis to someone else's roof, therefore it's also to bring clay bias to your own roof as well. But Shmuel would hold that we say good asik. So if we say good asik, it means your roof is separated from your friend's roof the same way your house is separated from your friend's house. And therefore your roof is viewed as just another room in your house. So you're allowed to carry from your bias to your roof. So this machlokas of whether we say good asik, granted, it's not going to play a role in how much you're allowed to carry on your own roof, because of course both Rav and Shmuel passing like Rav Shimon, you're allowed to carry as much as you want on your own roof. But it will play a role in terms of can you carry from your bayis to your roof. If you say good asik mechitzay, then yeah, then your roof is just like another room in your house that's surrounded by mechitzos. But if you don't say good asik mechitzay, then you cannot carry from your house to your roof, because it's not surrounded by mechitzos in any way. So we had said, if it were mechitzos anikaros, so then everyone would agree. So I pointed out before, mechitzos anikaros, Rashi explains, means that the houses aren't really attached, that there's some break between the houses. The Ritva's medayik from Rashi, that what if the houses are attached, but they're still mechitzos anikaros? How could it be mechitzos anikaros? The wall that separates our two houses extends, protrudes up above the roof level, a couple of tfachim. Not 10 tfachim, a couple of tfachim. So I see that that's a continuation of the walls of the house. So the Ritva is medayik from Rashi. The fact that Rashi has to say that mechitzos and nikaros means that there's a gap between the houses, that Rashi would hold that if the mechitzos of the houses just protrude up a couple of tefachim, that would not be called mechitzos and nikaros. But the Ritva says not everyone agrees with that. One could certainly argue that that also would be called mechitzos hanikaros. Now, there is a machlokas, Rashi and the Ramban, very interesting machlokas. By Rashi says mechitzos hanikaros, everyone would agree that we'd apply good asik. Why? So Rashi says it's just like an amud berishus harabin. If you have a post that's 10 tefachim high, 4x4 tefachim wide, in a rishus harabin, that post is called a rishus hayachid. Why is it rishus hayachid? Where are the mechitzos? If you put something on top of the post, there are no mechitzos surrounding the top of the post. No, but the post itself has sides that are 10 tefachim high. Good asik, we view those walls if they continue ad l'rakia, and therefore it's a full-fledged rishus hayachid. The Ramban in Shabbos Taf Tzadi Tesserim Beis says that no, when we say avi rishus hayachid is all the ad l'rakia, that the airspace of rishus hayachid goes all the way up, that's if it's surrounded by real walls. But if you're just using good asik, it doesn't go ad l'rakia. Meaning, if you have a post, and therefore there's no empty space that's actually surrounded by 10 tefach high walls, and you're just relying on good asik to make the top of the post into rishus hayachid, so yes, the top of the post, the surface of the post is rishus hayachid. If you take something from rishus hayachid and place it on the surface of the post, you have violated hotza'ah or achnasa. But the airspace above the post is not a rishus hayachid. It's not ola ad l'rakia. The Ramban holds we do not say good asik on mechitzos shein nikaros, on mechitzos that are not real mechitzos. We only say good asik on mechitzos that are clear mechitzos hanikaros, that are clear regular mechitzos. That's machlokas Rashi and the Ramban. The Reb Chaim has an interesting explanation. We're going to have to get moving, though. Just one other ha'ar over here. The Gemara says very clearly that Machlokas Rav Shmuel, if good asik is shayich even by mechitz shein nikaros, what are they arguing about? Whether good asik is shayich by mechitz shein nikaros? Is this a machlokas on a daraisa level, on a drabana level? What's the machlokas over here? So the Chayyadam in Klal Mem Zayin says that midaraisa, everyone agrees that good asik would work even by mechitz shein nikaros. This whole machlokas is midrabana. That midrabbanan, are we going to say that we view it as if there's no mechitz over here? The Gon Yaakov says that the machlokas is by mechitzos shein nikaros midaraisa. The Rav holds good asking mechitzos. These are you're arguing about halacha l'moshe m'sinai over here. We're arguing about dinim daraisa. We're arguing about dinim mechitza on a daraisa level, not on a midrabbanan level. Other achronim, however, are mechalik. They say, no, whether it's a mechitza on a daraisa level or not is irrelevant over here. Midaraisa, in terms of making it a mechitza, that would be fine when we're dealing with dinim daraisa. Carrying from one roof to your neighbor's roof is not a din daraisa to begin with. Meaning carrying from your roof, which is a rishus hayachid, to your neighbor's roof, which is a rishus hayachid, the whole issue is only a din midrabanan. That's a din of erevin. It's not a din daraisa. So even if you say good asik would make it a mechitza, even on mechitza shein nikaros, on a daraisa level, it doesn't mean it has to make it a mechitza on a drabanan level. Legabe erev, legabe hilchos erev. Legabe hilchos erev, it could be that, yes, this is a mechitza, midaraisa, midrabanan, it is a mechitza. But you still need an Erev, because it's considered to be two Rishiyos that are opened up into each other. So it's part of Dine Erevin. It may have a different status. Okay, not the last piece on that, but now the Gemara discusses a statement that Rav Yosef made, and we're going to have three versions of what Rav Yosef may or may not have said. This comes up all over this Masechta, where Rav Yosef claims he didn't say something that Abaye says, yes, Rebbe, you did say. So I'm Rav Yosef. Lo Shmi Ali Hashmaita. Rav Yosef says, wow, I never heard this shita of Shmuel. He says, I never heard that Shmuel would apply good asik to view a wall that's totally covered and not visible, a total mechitza shein nikaros to people on the roof as if it extends upwards to separate the two roofs. I never would have imagined that he'd apply good asik to mechitza shein nikaros. Never heard that. Amalei Abayis. Abayis says, what do you mean never heard it? You're the one that taught it to us, and it was in the following context. Gag gadol asamach l'katan. Hagadol mutar v'akatan asir. When you have two roofs, one is larger, one is smaller. So you're allowed to carry throughout the larger roof, you're not allowed to carry throughout the smaller roof. Savamr lanala, and you explained, Rav Yosef, you explained that that means as follows, that Amar Vidom Rishmol lo shanu la sheish to yurin al zeh v'diyurin al zeh. That's only if people live on both roofs. They actually use it all the time. Davi la hadakatan mechitza nidreses. Because then, the mechitza that separates the two roofs is a mechitza nidreses. It's constantly trampled over it. People always walk over it. And therefore, it can't count as a mechitza. Aval ein diurin al zeh v'al zeh shnei mutarin. But if there are no diurin on the roofs, then both mechitzas are going to be mutar. Because people don't constantly trample on it if there are no mechitzas, if there are no diurin on the roofs. And therefore, the mechitza she'ein anikeres is going to be a mechitza. So you're the one that taught us that this din. They have mechitza she'ein anikeres between the two roofs, no one tramples over it, it's a mechitza, then you're allowed to carry throughout the entire smaller roof. Now this, it sounds almost like an afterthought in the Gemara, like a couple of lines here in the middle of Peites and Beis and Erevin, especially since Rav Yosef's going to change what he actually said, but this is very critical whether we pass one like this or not. Do we assume that a mechitza hanidreses is no longer considered a mechitza? What if you have a city that's surrounded by a riverbank and walls along the riverbank, so the city has mechitzos all around it. Great, now you can make an Eruv in that city because it has mechitzos all around it. But here's the thing, since it's surrounded by by a river, and it not only has a river bank with walls, it has a river, there's also bridges that go over that river. So now that mechitza that surrounds the city is a mechitza hanidreses, because people always go over that, and the bridge leads right out into Rosh Hasharabim. It's into Rosh Hasharabim. Would we assume that that becomes a mechitza hanidreses, that would therefore invalidate the mechitza to begin with and make the city ineligible for an Eruv? So that's a serious issue. That's a serious machlokas in the poskim.
It would be Pesach if it's small enough.
Well, what if it's not small enough? What if it's it would be a Pesach in the mechitza if it's small enough, right? But if it's bigger than 10 amos, and most bridges, right, bigger than 10 amos, so it would be a problem. So, okay, so anyway, so says Gemara, Amar le'ya no hachi amri l'chu. So Rav Yosef says, no, I never heard of this idea of good asik on a mechitza shein nikeres. You're misquoting me. If I said anything about the two gagos, the large one and the smaller one, this is what I must have said, says Rav Yosef. Lo shanu la sheyesh mechitza al zeh o mechitza al zeh, the gadol mishtari b'gufufe v'katan nifritz b'miluo. That when is it mutter to carry in the gadol and not in the katan? If the gadol has mechitzos all around it, except for the area where it borders the katan. So the gadol, the larger roof, actually has mechitzos on four sides, because it's the side where it borders the katan is larger than where than the katan. So in the part that doesn't border the katan, it has walls. But the katan does not have walls on four sides, because where it borders the gadol doesn't have any wall. But if neither of them have a mechitza, then they're both going to be asir, because we do not say good asik. So no, that's not what you said, because you said something about the urine, so it can't just be about mechitzos. So I amri l'chu diurin hachi amri l'chu. So he says, okay. If I said something about the urine, then this is what I must have said about the urine. Lo shana lo sheish mechitza ru'uya l'dira al zeh, u'mechitza ru'uya l'dira al zeh. De gadol mishtari b'gifufe v'katan nifretz b'miluo. That if there's a substantial wall that's fit for living on both roofs, that's what I said, diurin. Ru'uya l'dira, it's all about the mechitza. But when I said diurin, I was just talking about a mechitza haru'uya l'dira. So the smaller roof does not make a mechitza ru'uya l'dira. So the people from the large roof can carry into the smaller roof, because we interpret the smaller roofs. Well, let's see. Avli yesh mechitza ru'uya l'dira ala gadol, ve'ein ru'uya l'dira ala katan. If you have people in the larger roof with the mechitza ru'uya l'dira, but the smaller roof does not have mechitza ru'uya l'dira, afilu katan shari l'bnei gadol. Then even the katan, the smaller roof is mutter for the people from the large roof to carry on to. My timer, why? Kivin the law of mechitza, saluke saliku nafshay mehacha. Since they dafka didn't make a mechitza, they're showing that they're not interested in that area. We interpret the smaller roof's failure to build a decent wall as they're giving up their rights in their roof to their neighbors, and therefore the people from the larger roof can carry into the smaller roof. Kadam Rav Nachman also sulam kavua legago hutar b'kol legagim kulan. If you make sulam kavua to your roof, so then it's hutar b'kol legagim kulan, carry to all the other roofs. No one else made a sulam, and therefore they're giving up their rights to you. Amar Abayi, last little piece. Bana ali al gabe beso. Let's say a person builds an extension on his house. He builds a second floor on top of his house. Daka arba, and he makes a little four tefach opening from that aliyah to other people's roofs. So now he's allowed to go into all the other people's roofs. If one neighbor builds that extra floor and he builds a small door from his annex out onto the neighbor's rooftops, since he's the only one with access to all the roofs, he can use all of the roofs. Amarava pam shadak li iser. He says, yeah, but sometimes that small little opening is actually going to limit you. It's going to create a chumra, not a kula. You just gave an example how it creates a kula. Sometimes it creates a chumra. Hechidami, da'avida lahadi tarbitza debese, damarlin turi tarbitza hu da'avida. If he opens up the doorway, not facing out his neighbor's roofs, but facing out into his garden, and not to his roof, so then we view it as if he's actively giving up the right to use even his own roof, and he's just using that Pesach to the garden. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up that Tzadi Amin Aleph tomorrow. Oh, yeah.